Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Today is December 3rd, 2007, and I'm Chris Newton, and we'd like to welcome you, and you can listen to all our shows at our website, traveladviceshow.com. And today's a great show. Get ready for a wonderful show today. And Jerry, would you like to introduce our guest?
I would love to. Grand Travel has been around many years, and Travel Advice has recommended them to numerous clients because of the quality and the way they put them together. The itineraries are very, very unique. Even though they may go to some destinations that are fairly normal or often normal, like the one that they do in the Southwest, but the way they do it and options and those things they put in make it fabulous. But we would love to welcome the founder, Helena Koenig. Welcome, Helena. How are you today?
Thank you. Just fine and glad to be with you.
Yeah, welcome.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, Helena, we'd like to start out, first of all, asking a couple of questions about the organization. Can you tell us what inspired you to come up with this unique and wonderful way for grandchildren and grandparents to travel together?
I became a grandmother.
Oh, nice.
That's good enough reason.
It started, yeah.
That was 22 years ago when I had been in the travel business my entire professional life, and one day I learned that I was going to become a grandmother, and I thought, wow, I'm going to have children to travel with again. I had traveled with 5 children that we raised, and it was always fun, and I thought, well, now we're going to have grandchildren to travel with. And then I thought, well, maybe other grandparents would like to travel with their grandchildren. We always knew that when we let our children bring friends with them on trips, it was always more fun for the children and fun for us. And so I decided to write a little tiny article about it and sent it into the newspaper and said if anybody was interested to give us a call. Well, there was a tiny little, there was a museum in Baltimore, a railroad museum, and I thought, well, maybe grandparents and grandchildren would like to go together on a trip to visit that. And so I put this little article in the paper. I didn't put a price. I didn't put a date. I just said, if you're interested, call. And people have been calling for 22 years since.
All right. That's great.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask the question that most people will ask is, what ages of grandchildren do you take?
We take children 7 through 17.
Mm. All right. And is there a suggested number of grandchildren that you might suggest? In other words, my mother has 29 grandchildren. Of course, she wouldn't want to go with all 29 at one time.
No, but I did have a grandmother who took 9 at one time.
Really?
Oh.
Yes. Now,
okay.
I do not recommend that, certainly. I think it's an opportunity for grandparents to get to know each and every grandchild separately and uniquely. And the average number of grandchildren, believe it or not, is 1 that people take at a time. However, it's right behind that are 2. And then we jump to things like families of 8 and families of 9, et cetera. But the most common couple, and we call these America's newest and best traveling companions, are 1 and 1. Because it's an opportunity for the grandparent to get to know the child and the child to get to know his grandparent.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful idea. Could I ask how you came up with your unique itinerary? For example, your South Africa one. I have lived in South Africa and been there many, many times. And as I was reading through your itinerary, you come up with some fabulously interesting things that you'll... I mean, I don't believe I've ever seen some of them on any other trip anywhere with any age group going. And they're wonderful and hands-on. Can you explain how you came up with your itineraries?
Well, we deal with people who specialize in the destination, and we tell them the age of the child and what we are trying to accomplish with our trip. We have learned from lots of research that children and grandparents equally are interested in natural phenomenon. The widest river, the highest mountain, the most unusual animals of a destination. And so that's where we like to focus, on the natural phenomenon of the destination, and hope that it will be equally pleasing to both generations. I mean, when you see a lion capture its breakfast for its cubs, that is exciting no matter how old you are. And so that's what we look for, is those things that will appeal to both generations.
Mm. It's wonderful. Now, I know on your itinerary, because we live, Chris and I live in Utah, you have the Trains of the Wild West itinerary that does basically the area around the Four Corners. It touches New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado, and does two of the trains that are world famous for this part of the world, and all over the world, I guess, but it does some other neat things. How did you come up with that itinerary? Because it's a wonderful combination of a whole lot of factors.
As I tried to say before, and I'm not sure that I made it clear enough, we have people that we know specialize in the areas, and we deal with those people. We try to explain to them exactly what our intentions are, and we let them make presentations to us of itineraries that they think are appropriate. I will tell you that for the last 20 years, we have been working with the same tour operator in the American Southwest, and an opportunity to take a grand travel tour with Sally Bell, who is our leader of tours down in the Southwest, is the same as going off to some very special school that can teach you about America, because Sally is just an authority on the subject and makes it so exciting for the children that we have people who come back year after year asking for tours that Sally is going to lead.
Wonderful. I like the way that you combine a wide variety of transportation, like four-wheel drive and train and bus and even air in certain cases, and hot air ballooning and things like that. I can tell why your clients would come back and come back, especially bringing different grandchildren each time, because that experience is so inclusive. And your hotels that you use, I am really impressed with your hotels.
Well
located.
If you've ever traveled with children, you will know that as a grandparent, as a parent, as an adult of any kind, if a child is happy, you're going to be happy. Children are not going to be happy if they're bored, no matter how esoteric, no matter how important it is for their education, no matter how much they should be getting out of it. They can't enjoy it if they're bored. And what could excite them more than changing from one form of transportation to another?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you ever do individual type trips? Because I know that you have these special, wonderful trips on certain dates, but let's say they can't go then. They can only go in June, and the trip went in July, for example. Do you do individual rides for people?
Of course we could. It becomes much more costly when you do it as an individual. That's the advantage of group travel, is that you benefit from the economics of dividing by 20 rather than dividing by 2. But if you can afford it, we'd be happy to do it for you.
Well, very good. Do you ever include, I know most of it, 90% of your meals or more are included in your trips, is that correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, and most of the meals are included in your itineraries, is that correct? Did I understand that right?
Usually always breakfast, most often dinner. Usually lunches are not, because we give everybody a chance to have a little time with each other.
And then they can also have McDonald's if the child wants it. I wanted to ask another particular question about the size of groups. What is the average size of your group?
Never more than 20 total, grandparents and grandchildren. never more than 20 people in a group at one time. You would not want to wait for more than 20 people to finish lunch to get on to the next thing, right? Or to get in and out of a bus or a theater or any place while they have to go back and remember their sweaters or some such thing. 20 is enough for young children and with their grandparents. That is enough. We have a teacher escort that goes along with every group, along with a tour leader.
And I like that idea of 20 because I used to escort tours, and I know when you have 35, 40, 45 people on a tour, it takes forever to get things going, and it goes much slower. And the children, you want to keep the pace moving.
Very wise.
I wanted to mention that how they can find you on the website, because if they put down Grand Travel, they may have a problem.
Well, we spell it GrandTravl. That's our web address.
Okay.
.com. www.grandtravl.com.
We want everyone to know that. I also wanted to ask this question because it's kind of interesting about safety. I know when people travel to certain parts of the world, some of I know you do a wonderful, basically a Tuscany type of Italy, from Venice to Rome program, and other areas of what people might consider safety. I know in your website, and I know your reputation for many years, you are very, very safety conscious and spend a lot of time talking about it. Do you want to explain to us how that became important to you? I mean, it's sort of obvious, but most people don't bring that up as much as you do, which I think is wonderful.
Well, to be very honest, I am a grandmother myself of 10 grandchildren.
Oh.
They range from 21 to 2. Now, I am very aware of safety and the need to be careful about everything. But what people are talking about today is the safety of the world, of which no one can guarantee anything to anyone. However, we try our best to keep our groups on the track that has been assigned. We don't let anybody go off on their own, if that's, I'm sure you know what that means. We don't let children go anywhere alone. We are very careful about getting on and off buses, especially in countries where they're driving on different sides of the street. Crossing streets can be dangerous. Running around swimming pools can be dangerous. So we kind of look at all the common sense things that any parent or grandparent is aware of, and we make an issue of it with our tour leaders so that the children are aware, too, where their purses are, where they put, not to bring valuable things with them, to try to keep track of what is theirs. You know, the obvious, I'm not going to say anything that anyone listening hasn't thought of. It's just that when there are 20 people together, it's a very heightened possibility that more things could go wrong. And so we do emphasize it continually.
Do you find, I know in some of your itineraries, that they, I found this interesting because it would never have occurred to me. I know that you will take the tour to, like, wineries. Do children find that interesting?
No.
I guess they do that, try you go, but do they?
No. They do not. Okay. We do not go. If there is one winery on one tour, it's to accommodate grandparents, and then there's children, there's an activity for the children.
Ah, okay. Okay, very good. Because I know the grandparents would be very interested, but I've never heard of children being interested in wineries. But
no, and they don't go.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. All right. Are there any bits of information that you'd like our listeners to know that they why they should call Grand Travel? Because, your company is just phenomenal. We've never had a complaint, and we've never had anybody call us and say, we wish you'd recommend to somebody else. They call and say, fabulous trip.
Oh, well, I really appreciate your saying so. We have a 75% repeat business. And we would tell you that our most important concept for us is that we know that grandparents are interested in transmitting to their grandchildren a cultural inheritance. They are going to leave things to them from the silverware to the bank accounts. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know they want to leave them a spirit. These grandparents have traveled. They are educated, and they know their hope for the world is understanding, and they are hoping that by taking their children, their grandchildren, to see different people, different cultures, different parts of the world, they are transmitting not only what they loved, but their hope that through understanding there will be peace in the world.
Mm. Brilliant.
That's great. Yeah.
Would you please give us your website one more time before we go, Helena?
Yes, www.grandtravl.com.
All right.
Fabulous.
Yeah. We want to thank you
so much for being on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, we want to thank you very, very much for being on the show today.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's a great niche to, for grandparents. I know a couple grandparents that take their children on trips, and they'll be great to hear your itineraries. I'm sure more international travel and things.
I might give you a telephone number.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A toll-free number, because some people don't have web access.
Okay.
1-800-247-7651. And we will be happy to send you our new catalog.
Oh, excellent.
Well, thank you again, Helena.
You're very welcome.